Did you know that you have choices?
Yes.
Good. Did you know that you have choices? Did you know that you have choices every moment of the day? Did you know that you have choices every moment of your life? Did you know that you have choices? Did you know that you didn't know you have choices? You didn't know you have choices. You didn't know you have choices. You go around living in this world as though you don't know you have choices. You go around in this world saying, oh my, oh my dear, oh gracious sakes, what's going on? How terrible, how terrible. And you name it, you claim it, you claim it, you name it, you experience it, and you have made a choice. Now, a mother who looks out at her child who is being very obstreperous, being very mean and hateful in the playground, in the play sandbox, and she says to her mean, hateful son, Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, I've got a bowl of ice cream for you. And Jimmy immediately stops whatever he's doing, and he comes running in the house and says, oh, goody. And then mommy says, you like ice cream, huh? Yeah. And they're eating together ice cream. And she says, what were you doing in the play box there? I noticed you were getting kind of excited. What were you excited about? Well, Johnny did this, and Marie did this, and Ellen did this, and Anita did this, and they're just terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, why were they terrible? Well, they were terrible because they wouldn't do what I wanted them to do. Well, what did you want them to do? I wanted to tie some cans to the cat's tail. And they wouldn't do it. Oh, why wouldn't they do it? That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. And you know, I almost got a hold of the cat, except he scratched me. See where he scratched me here? And then he ran away. Well, how did the cat escape? Because they said, you can't tie that cat up like that. You can't do that. And I tried, and then the cat got away. Well, Jimmy, why did the cat get away? Well, they said it should get away, and so it got away. Well, what did you think? Did you think you could do that to the cat? Well, I thought it'd be fun. Do you think you could do it? I tried. Do you think you could do it? Well, no, but it was fun trying. Well, now, what do you want to accomplish, Jimmy? Do you want to tie cats' tails up with cans and make the cats drag them around and play your game? Or do you want to put a ribbon around the cat's neck and say, I love you, and tell the cat that it's a wonderful cat, and say, cat, come on, let's go play in the play box. Now, it's not your potty box, remember that, it's a play box. And we're going to go dig in the play box, and we're going to have lots of fun. And the cat would say, hey, that's a nice idea. And then the cat would say, I want a part where I can have a potty box, because whenever I go in the sand and stuff, it's always for my potty. And so Jimmy would say, all right. I'm talking for you, Jimmy. I'm your mother, you know. So Jimmy would say, all right, cat, let's have your potty box just outside of the sandbox. And when you want to go potty, you just jump out there and go into your special potty box and do it. Well, how do you do that? Well, whenever I see you going potty, I'll pick you up and put you in that special box. Well, you can't do that to me while I'm doing my potty. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. That's the mama's talking. And the mama was talking for Jimmy. And Jimmy says, well, that sounds like fun. Sounds interesting. Jimmy, how would you like it if I picked you up while you were doing potty somewhere that shouldn't do it and put you on the toilet? Well, I don't know. Well, would you like that? Or would you like me to train you to go sit on the toilet so you use it and that's what it's for? And then when you're not using the toilet, then you go and do whatever you want to do. Well, sounds better. Well, Jimmy, everybody, everything likes to be loved. And what's the most fun thing you could have with a cat? Oh, when I hold a cat and it purrs and I hold it and it pets it and it knows I'm not going to hurt it. It knows that I love it. Well, isn't that nice? Do you think your other boyfriends and your girlfriends would like that too? If you went over to your girlfriend and you gave her a big hug and you said, I love you, and she'd say, that's nice. And she'd go about her activity and you go about yours. Now, does that mean she's your special girlfriend of all the girls in the world? Sort of, but not really, because I love all the girls. I love all the girls. When I go picking flowers, I pick flowers for all the girls, not just for the one girl, because I don't want just one girl. I want all the girls to be my girlfriends. Well, what do you do with your girlfriends? Well, I talk to them, and I play with them, and they all play so nice with me in the sandbox. They let me do things. Well, isn't that nice, Jimmy? Now, how does that work? Well, how come you changed from being a boy that was chasing everybody around, being a mean little boy in their eyes, to being such a loving boy? Oh, Mommy, you did that. You told the story. I wasn't really that way. Well, wouldn't that be fun to be that way, Jimmy? I don't know, Mom. You know, I really like to be rough and tumble. I really like to take the bat and slam the tree and hit the ball and do these things with it. I really like to get a little aggression out. That's a big word, Jimmy, aggression. You know what that means? Well, that means that I like to have fun. Oh, is that what it means? Okay. Well, just remember that aggression to other people might mean that they want to have fun too, and you're not letting them have fun by your aggression. So, but by your love, you let yourself have fun, and everybody has fun. Mama, only girls talk about love. Well, who told you a thing like that? Well, Daddy did. Daddy told you that only girls want love? Well, how did Daddy know that? Well, I don't know, but that's what he told me. Well, think about it. How did Daddy know that? Daddy knows that because he is a lover. Daddy is a big love. Does Daddy hug you? Oh, yeah. Does Daddy hug me? Of course, Mommy. Daddy's always hugging you. He's always kissing you. He's always what? He's always loving you. Oh, how about that? So Daddy didn't mean love quite the way you took it. And he just meant boys are a little bit buffer, a little stronger, while girls are a little more gentle and loving. But yet, your doctor is very loving. He comes to you and says, how are you feeling? I care about you. And you see, that's love. And when your mommy says, hey, Jimmy, put your pajamas on now, get in bed. Mama, I don't want to wear pajamas. Well, then get in bed. But Mama, if I do something that I forget to get up for, it's all over my bed. If I have my pajamas on, there's just my pajamas. Well, Jimmy, that's right. That's very true. Now, Jimmy, what do you think the thing for you to do is? Well, I follow what you tell me to do. I go to the bathroom before I go to bed, so then I don't have any accidents. Well, Jimmy, are there any accidents? What did I teach you about accidents? Well, there are no accidents. Everything is done on purpose. You mean I wet the bed on purpose, Mom? You mean I wet the bed? Yes, Jimmy, you do. You wet the bed because you don't feel like getting up when you have to go potty. Well, how do I know when I have to go potty when I'm sleeping? Well, you know, your body talks to you. It says, Jimmy, get up, go over to the bathroom. Jimmy, get up. Jimmy, get up! And it shouts at you. And you just cover your ears and put your head under the blankets and don't want to listen to it. And then you just let it fly. And Jimmy, that's not nice, because you know what happens? What? I have to make a new bed for you in the morning because you made it all a mess. And Jimmy, is that what you want me to do? You want me to make a fresh bed for you every single day? It is kind of nice, Mama, but that's not the point. I should be able to make a bed sheet for you that lasts a week or better, you know, because you always go to bed after you have your bath. And you always use the toilet for doing your duty. You don't use it in the bed. That's just a habit you have of thinking, I don't want to get up. Oh. And then you have a dream that shows you standing in front of the bathroom, standing in front of the toilet, going to the toilet while you're in your bed. You have that dream, and that's so silly. Well, Mommy, what are we talking about going to the bathroom for all the time? The cat's going to the bathroom, and the kid litter box. Because that's what makes us happy and unhappy sometimes. And are you ready to be made happy, Jimmy? Are you ready to put the cause in motion to have a happy life and have a happy mommy, have a happy daddy, and have a happy house, and for you to be happy? Yes, Mommy, of course I am. Of course I am. Of course I am. Of course I am. Well, then go right ahead, Jimmy. What's the first thing you want to do? Well, I want to learn how to use the bathroom. That's important, Jimmy. Now, what's the second thing you want to do? Well, Mama, the first thing I want to do, I want to learn how to be loving like Daddy is. Because Daddy always comes in and gives you a big hug and kiss. Daddy always comes in and gives me a good night hug and kiss. Daddy always says, let's try better. Let's try better tomorrow, Jimmy. You had a little bit of trouble today, but let's try better tomorrow. I know you can do it, because you're a good guy. And that's love. That's love. And you know, Mommy, when I learn love, I won't wet the bed anymore. Hey, Jimmy, that's fantastic. I'm going to teach you love as fast as I can. Mommy, you don't have to. Daddy already taught me, and I'm going to do it. Now, you see, it's principle. It's principle. We sometimes think that these things don't have a cause and don't have an effect. We sometimes think that we're not responsible for things that happen in our life. Mommy was responsible for Jimmy wetting the bed. Mommy was responsible because she didn't teach Jimmy how to love himself, how to respect his bed, and how to respect himself. She thought Jimmy was a boy, and he's a rough-and-tumble boy, and he could play in the sandbox and be in rough-and-tumble. But he can be just as beautiful as driving his car over the mountains in the sandbox. He can be just as beautiful as making his bed in the morning. He's only 3 years old, but he can make his bed in the morning, and he can do it beautifully. 3 years old? Sure. Anita and I were watching Hogan's Heroes, and they had this chimpanzee. And the chimpanzee was only a couple years old, and they taught the chimpanzee to make the Hogan's bed and to sweep the floor and to do all those things. True, he didn't do a professional job, but he did a fun job. But you're never too young to learn how to follow principle, to live a life of love, and to live a life where you put the cause in motion every moment of your life, that everything is going beautifully and you're in charge. So I say today for myself, everybody in my world is whole and perfect. Every animal in my world is whole and perfect. Every circumstance, every situation, I was going to say circumstance, situation, every circumstance and situation in my life is whole and perfect. Everything. And I do not think of the problems, but I think of their solutions. I think of only wholeness, gentleness, love, and peace. And when I do that, I no longer wet the bed. I no longer have the cats making my sandbox their litter box. Everything has its purpose, but they have to be taught, and they have to be trained, and they are trained. And as Anita went into our front porch and trained the cats not to go into our flower bed as a litter box, she was unsuccessful until finally she made the flower pot a bed of beautiful rocks that was not inviting for the cats because they couldn't hide their duty. And you see, instead of fighting the cats, she just created a more beautiful flower box. And how lovely life is when we go around creating more beautiful flower boxes than it is when we go around fighting the problem. So this day, I am guided from within to create more beautiful flower boxes and stop fighting the cats. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.